Well, the Academy Awards, not exactly a blockbuster last night, but I thought it was kind of an intimate show and interesting. Dean Richards, what did you think?
I agree. I think, you know, it didn't have the razzle-dazzle of the old Billy Crystal Academy Award shows with the, you know, the big song and dance numbers and things like that. It concentrated on the awards, on the winners, on their backgrounds, on their speeches. I actually enjoyed the show. I thought it was a very interesting way to put it on. They didn't have any Zoom acceptance speeches, so you know, there were no technical problems. They compacted everything. All of the winners were compacted into just a little bit over 3 hours instead of the usual just a little bit over 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't know how they did that because I watched the first hour and it seemed like they were letting the winners talk as long as they wanted.
Yep.
And I said to my wife, this show's going to go till 1 a.m, but yep, somehow they brought it in on time.
I kind of like that, too, that they didn't. You know, as has happened to me many times here on the program, when I talk too long, they play the music to get me to shut up. They did not do that to anybody on the Oscars last night. They let everybody speak as long as they wanted to. Some were more poignant and meaningful than others. But, you know, this was their night. This was their big moment. So I thought it was actually kind of nice that everybody had their moment. They took all of the musical portions of the program, the performances of the best song, and instead of spreading it out during the whole show and making the whole show longer, they put all of the performances in the pre-show just before that, which I thought was a really good idea. I enjoyed it. I didn't miss the silly comedy bits that they did. At first, when they started to do that one comedy bit where they were doing Chicago comedian Lil Rel Howery was doing Oscar trivia with the people who were in the audience, and it was kind of going nowhere except that the Oscar nominees were all swearing and they had to bleep them. But when they finally got to Glenn Close and asked her a question about a song that was a Spike Lee movie that you would have never thought that Glenn Close would know, she knew all the details about it and then got up and started dancing to a song called Da Butt, which you stand up and really just shake your butt back and forth. And to see an 8-time Academy Award nominated actress, one of the most distinguished actresses of all time, standing up and shaking her butt to this music, I thought, well, that was a good payoff.
Yeah, that's
that was a good payoff to that whole thing. I enjoyed that.
That's a highlight. I know you have a clip here of some of the speech highlights. Who are we going to hear in this little montage?
Well, before we hear the highlights, let me just tell you the winners, so everybody will, you know, it'll make some sense and some context. The big winning movie last night was Nomadland. It won 3 awards. Best Picture, Best Actress for Frances McDormand, and Best Director for Chloe Zhao. She becomes the first woman of color to win Best Actress and only the second woman ever to win Best Director. So there was some history made there. Daniel Kaluuya won Best Supporting Actor for the film Judas and the Black Messiah. The actress Ya Jung Yun won Best Supporting Actress for Minari, and Anthony Hopkins was the big surprise last night. He won Best Actor, beating the late Chadwick Boseman that everybody thought would get his posthumous Academy Award last night, but it didn't happen. Anthony Hopkins making history, becoming the oldest winner to best actor to win an award at 83 years of age. Yeah, he wasn't at the ceremony, but he issued a message on social media shortly after. Here are the winners.
Very grateful to the Academy and thank you. And I want to pay tribute to Chadwick Boseman, who's taken from us far too early. And again, thank you all very much. I really did not expect this.
As you know, I'm from Korea, and actually my name is Yeo Jung-yoon, and most of European people call me Yeo-young, and some of them call me Yoo-jung. But tonight, you are all forgiven.
We're going up, you know what I mean? We're enjoying ourselves tonight because we've got to celebrate. We've got to celebrate life, man. We're breathing, we're walking. It's incredible. It's incredible. Like, it's incredible. My mum, my dad, they had sex. It's amazing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm here.
Yeah. Please watch our movie on the largest screen possible. And one day, very, very soon, take everyone you know into a theater, shoulder to shoulder, in that dark space, and watch every film that's represented here tonight. We give this one to our wolf.
Frances McDormand, always one in a million.
Yeah, I like her.
At these awards. Now, the significance of that wolf howling, it's not just her being nuts. Well, maybe a little bit of it is her being nuts. It actually was kind of a very sweet tribute to the movie's sound designer and sound mixer, Michael Wolf Snyder. This young man, he was only about 41 years old, took his own life last month. And he was part of the memorial segment, but even Chloe Zhao, in a speech afterwards, said that he was very much a part of the Nomadland family, and that's how they pay tribute to the wolf, by making that sound. So I don't know if I was more shocked by that or by Daniel Kaluuya saying that his parents had sex. That was another Oscar moment for the history books.
Talking Oscars with Dean Richards. What was your favorite speech of the night, Dean?
My favorite of the night didn't have to do with any of the acting awards. It was the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award. They gave one award to the members of the Academy's Foundation for helping those who are in need of help and assisted living, et cetera, which was great. They gave it to the frontline workers for that. But also, they gave an award to Tyler Perry. You know, I've talked many times of how generous he is of helping people who are in need and donating food and clothing and money. And especially has during the last year, during the pandemic. He was honored last night and talked about resisting hate, something that he said really we all should do during these turbulent times.
My mother taught me to refuse hate. She taught me to refuse blanket judgment. And in this time, and with all of the internet and social media and algorithms and everything that wants us to think a certain way, the 24-hour news cycle, it is my hope that all of us would teach our kids, and not only to remember, just refuse hate. Don't hate anybody. I refuse to hate someone because they are Mexican or because they are black or white or LGBTQ. I refuse to hate someone because they are a police officer. I refuse to hate someone because they are Asian. I would hope that we would refuse hate.
Yeah, it was a very moving speech in which he talked about, he was raised to take responsibility. That's the way that his mother raised him. He was raised to help others with whatever you could, and that's why he does what he does now. It was very powerful, very moving. Nice to see that last night.
Great message. It was fun to see a lot of the commercials that ran last night, especially those movie trailers.
Yeah, I really enjoyed getting our first look, really, at the new Steven Spielberg adaptation of West Side Story. This was supposed to have come out last December. It's now been pushed to next December, December the 10th in particular, that has Ansel Elgort and Rita Moreno is in it. She was in the original movie version of West Side Story and won an Oscar for it. She plays a different role in this new film, but that is on YouTube if you want to take a look at that. There was also a new trailer for the Lin-Manuel Miranda movie In the Heights that will be coming out in June. Very much looking forward to that. That looks absolutely amazing. And I think you're really going to like this new movie that they showed a little snippet of last night called Summer of Soul. It is produced by Questlove, who's the band leader, the musical director of the Tonight Show. And it's a celebration of black history, culture, and fashion, but also of music, of Stevie Wonder, Nina Simone, Sly and the Family Stone, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Mahalia Jackson, B.B. King, The Fifth Dimension. I mean, it just
sounds
like all the music that, you know, we grew up with. I can't wait to see that. Also, that's going to be in theaters and on Hulu July the 2nd.
The only thing everybody who did watch the Oscars last night seemed to agree on was the in memoriam segment was too fast.
Too fast, yeah.
And I don't know if they were just short on time or what happened there, but a lot of people commenting on that today.
I don't know. Why do the memorial if they're going to blink by so fast? It's you know, it's disrespectful to the people, it's disrespectful to the family members. I couldn't agree more. You know, if they are running short of time, they should put like three people on one image and hold it up there for a little while so you can see it, instead of just having them flash by like that.
And of course, we got the annual awards honoring the worst in film, the Razzies, and you know, it makes me want to see all of these films now.
it was a very political Razzie season this year. The documentary that the My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell, put together about the presidential election and how the Chinese stole the election for Joe Biden, even though there's absolutely no proof whatsoever. But I haven't seen this movie, so I can't really comment on it one way or the other. I just know that people who have seen the film and looked for substantiation for it, anything that was saying, couldn't find any. But anyway, that won the Worst Picture of the Year. Mike Lindell himself, the My Pillow guy, won Worst Actor of the Year. The movie called Music took two honors last night. One for actually Friday night. Kate Hudson won Worst Actress. Maddie Ziegler won Best Supporting Worst Supporting Actress, and for Worst Supporting Actor, Rudy Giuliani took the honors for his role in the movie Borat, subsequent movie film, in which he's in a hotel room with who he thinks is a reporter who comes on to him, and I'm sure you've heard the story. Rudy Giuliani in his pants.
Calling it his role is a bit much. But
actually, they have a category for the Razzie's Worst Screen Combo, and Rudy Giuliani and his pants won that award.
Nice. Yeah. Here's a combo for Saturday Night Live. Elon Musk and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
Yeah,
huh?
They just announced that they're going to be hosting and being the musical guest that night. It's going to be May the 8th. There are very, very few times when a non-show business person is chosen to host SNL. I guess with Elon Musk's success with Tesla and his new space endeavors, that qualifies him to do whatever he wants to do. And Miley Cyrus is always entertaining, so I'm sure that's going to be an interesting show.
So tomorrow we'll hear all about how the Academy Awards were the lowest rated ever, probably, and so what? I mean, it was an interesting show to watch, and like you said, they got it in on time.
Yeah, not everybody wants to watch. You know, a lot of people just look at their phones and they see the bulletins pop up on their phones. You know, the days of everybody stopping to watch the Academy Awards is not as strong. It's still an enormous audience, but it's just not as large as it used to be because of technology and because, you know, people aren't interested in a lot of the films that got nominated this year.
Yeah, especially with the pandemic. But and all of those films that you mentioned when we were talking about those trailers, all of those are opening in theaters, Dean?
Yeah, theaters and streaming also. I know that In the Heights is going to be in theaters and also on HBO Max. Not sure about West Side Story. That may be theatrical only. And Summer of Soul is going to be theaters and also on Hulu. So, you know, that's how we roll now. Theaters and streaming. That's what we've gotten out of the pandemic.
That's how we roll. More tomorrow. Thanks, Dean.
See you tomorrow.